Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. It is Food for Thought Friday. So glad that you've joined us. I like to share nuggets of wisdom that God has shared and spoken to my life, whether it's through spending time in His Word or through a devotional book I'm reading, maybe through a radio program or podcast that I've listened to, or a conversation with somebody, or something maybe I've read on social media. But I want to start out with God's Word today. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." There's that wonderful old hymn, "Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever." And friends, I want to remind you today that you have victory in your life because of Jesus. You, I'm sure like me, a lot of times come Friday, maybe tired physically, mentally, and emotionally, yet, man, I want to remind you that you can have victory today by pressing into Jesus, trusting Jesus, talking to Jesus, doing life with Him hand in hand, minute by minute, hour by hour throughout the day, and that you can have victory. And we can't just rely on our feelings, okay? We have to rely on what God's Word says, and He says He will give us victory. And when we take that last breath, we'll definitely have victory for those of us who are followers of Jesus, and we enter the gates of heaven. But we can have victory on this earth too, over our circumstances and in situations that maybe seem overwhelming right now, when we keep our eyes and hearts on Jesus. I just recently was able to spend some time at the Leadership Summit, just a wonderful two-day conference, and maybe think back to Pastor Albert Tate from the Leadership Summit back in 2020. I've been to this event over 15 times now, 15 summers, and it's just one of the non-negotiables on my schedule. But Pastor Albert Tate said, "Failure is an invitation for God's grace to show up in your life." That's so good. Failure is an invitation for God's grace to show up in your life. And friends, I've let the enemy steal way too many minutes, hours, days, months, even years in my life because of giving in to failures. I say giving in over regrets about failures. Okay? And we just cannot let the enemy do that. Let him win over us and do that. And he loves to do it. And I want to encourage you today to press forward. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, Paul told us that, you know, just this one thing that I do, focusing on what lies ahead. And God will help you do that. But you got to choose to do that today. I saw this quote recently by Gina Militia. Said, "Your comfort zone is a nice place to be, but nothing ever grows there." I have to laugh because that is so true, but it's a little painful. But your comfort zone is a nice place to be, but nothing ever grows there. And I chuckled earlier because, friends, as I reflected on my life and I read that earlier this week, it made me realize that, you know, the times I've grown in my life is when I was uncomfortable, when I'd been through a failure, a heartache, a disappointment, when I took on a new job or had new responsibilities, and just unexpected seasons of life that have happened, as they do to all of us. And yet, that's when I've grown. And the question is today, I want to ask you, maybe you're in an area right now of your life where it's really uncomfortable, but instead of asking God, why are you allowing this to happen? Why don't you ask the Lord, what is it that you're wanting to teach me? How can I grow through this situation? And He will show you. He will answer that question. Some of you may remember Andy Rooney on 60 Minutes. And these aren't biblical, but I just thought there were some really kind of interesting tidbits. And some of them are kind of funny. And I remember seeing him share this one time many, many years ago on 60 Minutes. But I've learned, Andy Rooney said, that the best classroom in the world is at the feet of an elderly person. And friends, I'm just trying to do a better job at appreciating people, and I'm going to be one of those people, and a lot closer than I can believe. And yet there's such wisdom in just asking those who are elderly what they have learned about life. Another quote, Andy Rooney said, "I've learned that being kind is more important than being right." Wow, that's so good. I want to say that one more time. "I've learned that being kind is more important than being right." And friends, I used to, man, I always kind of wanted to get the last word in and be, you know, especially if I knew I was right about something, had the right information. But I've just learned over the last few years, it's just not worth it, friends. Just, you know, let it go. And enemy uses disagreements to just destroy friendships and relationships and even marriages. So just today, say, you know what? It's not about being right. "I've learned that a smile is an inexpensive way to improve your looks." And that's true. Something I have to do. I'm always processing, thinking about my to-do list. And I've had somebody one time say, "Hey, are you mad? Are you discouraged? Or what's going on?" I said, "No, I'm fine." I go, "Well, tell your face." And so I've learned I have to intentionally smile. And I've actually read that it actually helps release some endorphins in your body when you smile. So I want to encourage you today. Say, you know, I'm going to smile. You know, I may feel like crying, or I'm frustrated, I'm disappointed, I'm tired. I'm going to smile. When you meet somebody and say hello, just smile. And I think it really glorifies God when you do that. And it's a beautiful thing. "I've learned that life is tough, but I'm tougher." And, you know, friends, as I've reflected on my life now, when I go through tough situations, I think back how many times God has helped me through situations much tougher than the one I'm in right now. And I know a lot of you listening, you can do the same thing. And, you know, you may be in a tough season, but you know what? With Jesus, we can get through all things. And we don't have to be in fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." So stand up today. If you're in fear, realize fear doesn't come from God, friends. And you've heard me talk about this before, that either do not be afraid, or some form of afraid or fear, that is mentioned in the Bible over 300 times. In fact, some people say that there's 365 different times that the Bible talks about, you know, not being afraid, not being in fear. And, you know, it's one a day, and God knew that we would struggle with it, but he wants you to know you don't have to be in fear, and that I'm with you. So stand on 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. If you're struggling with anxiety and worry right now, maybe you need to write 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 on a post-it note. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." I also liked on this list that Andy Rooney wrote, "I've learned that money doesn't buy class." And that's so true, friends. And I've got a handful of friends that they just exude class. And, you know, by the world standards, they don't have a lot. But they always present themselves well. They're great listeners. And they're always focusing on other people. And, friends, you can have class and not have money. We sometimes make that mistake of thinking that you have to have money to have class. You don't, friends. You can have class without having lots of financial resources. And, man, when you're being a follower of Jesus and really trying to ask God to help you have the fruits of the Spirit and love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control, it helps you to have class and just loving others and being selfless and being a great listener. I want to encourage you to do that today. Sometimes we get concerned. I know I have in the past, because I'm like, well, I don't know that I can answer this problem that this person has or this situation where they are really challenged. And yet, friends, sometimes you just, all you need to do is just listen and just say simply, "I hurt because you hurt." And it can be a game changer for somebody. Andy Rooney also said, "I've learned that sometimes all a person needs is a hand to hold and a heart to understand." And that goes back to what I just said about listing friends. It means everything. And I want to encourage you to do that. And that's hard sometimes when people are sharing with me. I want to give them an answer. But a lot of times I've learned, unless they ask me, "What are your thoughts?" I just listen and say, "Hey, I'm really sorry to hear that. And sometimes I know I just need somebody to listen. I don't need the answer. I just need somebody to listen. And man, it's such a huge blessing. And maybe today you can be that person that just is a hand for somebody to hold and a heart to understand. Another thing Andy Rooney said, I've learned that you should never say no to a gift from a child. How precious, and love it when you see kids and they've done some artwork when they're little, and you know, you can't even really tell what it is, but they're so proud of it. And I just think, you know, that's how God looks at us sometimes with some of the messes that we make, and yet he's like, that's my son, that's my daughter, I love them. Another thing from the I've Learned list by Andy Rooney, that under everyone's hard shell is someone who wants to be appreciated and loved. And I would add to that, and they were made in the image of God, friends. That under everyone's hard shell is someone who wants to be appreciated and loved and was made in the image of God. On a lighter note here, I like to have a good laugh on Food for Thought Fridays. I always look for one funny thing, and I love this one on his list I've learned by Andy Rooney, that life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer it gets to the end, the faster it goes. I know that's not very spiritual, but that's funny. I don't care who you are. And last but not least on the list I've learned by Andy Rooney, he says that just one person saying to me, you've made my day, actually makes my day. And, you know, when I've had that said to me, friends, and somebody says, you know, man, that just makes my day that you called or that you gave me that news or that you shared this with me, blessed me with this. Man, we can all do that. We can all be a light in the darkness. And I just hope each day I can do that at least for one person. Just ask God to show me who that'll be. And sometimes he'll lay somebody on my heart, and so I might not be able to call them because I'm getting ready to go somewhere or waiting to do something and don't have much time for a phone call. But I'll just send a quick text and say, man, just thinking about you and saying a prayer for you. I want you to know that you're in my thoughts and prayers and that I love you. And you know, it takes 15, 20 seconds. And it's amazing responses I've got from those. But I want to tell you on the flip side, when I receive one of those, it means more to me than you ever know. I'm so thankful to have family members that do that for me, and got a handful of friends that do that. And I'm so thankful. Or I'll get a text on Sunday morning from one of our elders or one of our members that says, hey, Greg, just want to let you know I'm praying for you this morning. And it means the world to me, friends. And so we can do those things and be the hands and feet of Jesus and know that God's going to help you, and he's with you, and he's not going to forsake you, and he wants to help you with everything. And sometimes I think as we get older that, you know, what can we do? And I want to remind you of my friend, the hero of the faith, Wally Rendell, says, if you still got a pulse, you've still got a purpose. I also want to remind you that, you know, Moses didn't even step into his ministry until he was 80. Age is just a number. It's never too late to do what God has called you to do. So I want to encourage you today, if there's something that's been on your heart for quite a while, don't listen to the lies of the enemy. You're too late to do that. God, friends, he'll help you. And just like Moses, you can make an impact and difference no matter what your age. And I close with Psalm 34:18. This verse has helped me a lot through the years, but I'd never seen it in the Message version of the Bible till recently, and I want to share that with you today. I believe somebody might need to hear this. Psalm 34:18 from the Message version says, if your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, he'll help you catch your breath today. We'll stand on that promise today that God's got you. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.